business or the problems of companies like Blackstone buying up homes. We see coverage. It's just that it's not connecting the dots. The story about why people are homeless is not connected to the story about venture capitalists buying up homes. It's not connected. And so to me, it's what I call narrating the nightmare. Something terrible is happening. And look at these harmed people. But somehow we can't name who's behind it or how it could be stopped. But media say, you can't say we're not acknowledging it because look at this one story where we said how harmful it is. And it drives me up a wall because I know that reporters aren't stupid and I know that they're not incapable of thinking systemically. I know they don't think structural problems are boring and I know that they don't understand that regular people could grasp them. So I guess what I'm saying is that corporate news media suffer from some of the same ailments that you are diagnosing in healthcare and housing and could benefit from some of the same medicine, I guess.
Yeah, and some of this has to do with the demographics of the news media industry, which is similar to the demographics of the legal profession and the medical profession, that there aren't enough people who have experienced discrimination directly, but it's also that a good plot has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so last year, there were a number of stories about bias in home appraisals in which Black families got a low appraisal for their home, and they then got a white friend to sit in for them, and they took down the Jacob Lawrence paintings and the Toni Morrison books. Mm-hmm. And when it appeared that the home was owned by a white person, it was as much as $500,000 more. I'm glad they covered this, and this is a good story. And fair housing groups have sued about appraisal discrimination, and the National Fair Housing Alliance has a whole campaign about it. But nobody connected those instances to the systemic problems in the appraisal industry, which Elizabeth Corver Glenn has written about in her book, Race Brokers. They haven't related that to the low home value appraisals are connected to high property tax appraisals, as Andrew Carl points out in his great book, The Black Tax. So the information is out there, but it's just that they end the story too soon and they assume things are going to be all right. Lorraine Hansberry wrote this play called Raisin in the Sun, which is about a Black family moving into a white neighborhood. And at the end of the play, the Black people are in the neighborhood and critics said, oh, this is a happy ending. And Lorraine Hansberry said, well, if you think that's a happy ending, what do they wake up the next morning and have bricks and rocks thrown at their house and the neighbors don't talk to them and the police harass them? And so you can't end the story too soon. We have to think about all these interconnections.
Absolutely. And we could and will continue this conversation much further. But I just want to tell folks that we've been speaking with George Lipsitz. He's research professor emeritus of Black Studies and Sociology at the University of California, Santa Barbara. And the book we're talking about is called The Danger Zone is Everywhere. And it's available now from University of California Press. George Lipsitz, thank you so much for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thank you, Jeanine. I really appreciate the conversation.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. If you missed part of today's show or you'd like to hear previous shows, you can get more information on our website, fair.org. The show's engineered by Riley Baer. I'm Jeanine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's time for another edition of Pandemonium here. It's been a pretty new show. It's going for a few weeks now. Basically, DJs just do whatever they want to do. My name's Bill. I normally do a heavy metal show on Sunday nights called To Evil Have a Human Name. But I'm also very interested in bagpiping. I've been playing myself for a few years. And CMU obviously has a big history of piping. And today on our episode, I have Andrew Carlisle, who's the director of piping here. He's going to talk a little bit about himself and his position and CMU and play a few tunes for us. Welcome to the show, Andy.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Old Ben Franklin set the tone for patriotic duty, for liberty and equality and the joys of chasing Juke. Thomas Jefferson had slave girls, he liked them young and slim. But when the girls got pregnant, all the babies looked like him. Aaron Burr's diplomacy was always in a myth, and thus we see his progeny were illegitimate. But while these men were out there getting hot and bothered, the country was the only thing that Washington ever fathered. The father of our country was a mama's boy. A mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. George, in fact, grew strong from that. 'Cause if you can learn to cope with a domineer mama, you can handle any trauma. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Other's throats, while other so-called patriots were rocking other boats. And when their squabbling could have brought the revolution down, George was there to keep them straight and make them rally round. See, while some men argue how the country should be run, George was busy getting out from under mama's thumb. And unlike men who always need to have their egos flattered, George knew independence was the only thing that mattered. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Was a mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. George, in fact, grew strong from that. 'Cause if you can learn to cope with a domineer mama, you can handle any trauma. The father of our country was a mama's boy.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall. I will be your, what am I going to be? I'll be your DJ till 10 o'clock. We'll just leave it at that. And this week, I'm pretty sure Zombo's coming in, so I will turn over the mighty WRCT Air Studio to him around about 10 o'clock, and you can spend the rest of the morning hearing the best in recorded music from me and Zombo. What a treat. What a way to spend your Friday. Last week, Kenny Joe's been, he's not been the most efficient DJ lately. He forgot to press the little button last week that actually makes the show radiate away from the Carnegie Mellon campus. a listener inform me of this error, so we got on the air around 9:20. And what we were doing last week between 9 o'clock and 9:20 was playing songs from the early days of CBGB. That was prompted by the death of Tom Verlaine. Lately, all these shows have been prompted by the contents of the musician's obituary column. We had Tom Verlaine. Before that, we had Barrett Strong passed away, so we did a show devoted to money. What we were going to do this week, I wasn't sure how to do this. We wanted to honor Burt Bacharach because he passed away, and he wrote a lot of nice, tender little ditties there. As a matter of fact, they weren't little. They were big. But, you know, a whole show of that? I don't know. So we're going to make lemonade out of lemons, I guess is how it's going to go. We're going to do CBGB, the first set, play some stuff that we played last week, but nobody heard but me. And then at the end of the show, we'll play some of the songs that were written by Bacharach and Hal David. And we started things off today with our nod to President's Day coming up. Local singer-songwriter Darryl Leroy Fleming. Haven't heard anything from him lately, but sure he's still out there. That was Mother Thumb off of Better the Parcel Than the Post. And if we have time, and I don't know if we have time, we've got a lot of music here. If we have time, we might play one or two other songs related to President Washington. So before we do that, let's get our PSAs out of the way. Here's one from not too long ago, so it's probably still current. You know those cute designer jeans you bought last year, the ones that were going to, quote, change your life, unquote? Well, you wore them once, and now they're in your closet hanging behind a pair of used sweatpants. Well, don't worry. Those jeans can still change somebody's life. Just donate them to Goodwill. Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and educational assistance for people right in your community. Cool, huh? To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Goodwill. This has been a message from Goodwill and WRCT. Okay, what else do we have here? Okay. Your eyes are windows to your health. Also to your soul, but that's not what this is about. Your eyes are windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you are one of 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can be easily corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute and the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, that's your PSAs for the day. Now we're going to hear some of music from some of the musicians in the early days of CBGB.
Well, New York City, where they have it all.
Yeah, goodbye. Okay, that was our CBGB set for this morning. We started it off with the Ramones doing Sheena is a Punk Rocker. Got that from their Toughest Hits. Then we had Talking Heads, Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town, off of Talking Heads 77. And then from the Best of Blondie, we had One Way or Another. Then Richard Hell and the Voidoids doing Downtown at Dawn. That was from the compilation Spurts, the Richard Hell Story. And last but not least, Patti Smith doing Redondo Beach off of the Horses / Horses double set. Let me mention right now that if you go on the internet, if you go to WRCT.org, you can... you can actually see the playlist of the show that's happening right then. So, you know, if your radio reception is bad and you can't really hear what's happening, go to WRCT.org and you can either get the streaming version of WRCT or you can just look at the playlist. You probably know most of these songs anyway, so, you know, you can just play along in your head. Okay. We're going to, in the next set, we're going to give you your Pinckney Hall new music set. But before we do that, let me tell you about one of our fine underwriters. Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy / print shop conveniently located in the University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. As a matter of fact, they're right above the WRCT, well, not right above, but they're on the floor above the WRCT Air Studio. How about that? Services provided by the Copy Center include black, white, and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume-quality paper, as well as large-format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, that is, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, any kind of binding you can imagine, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc/... Well, that's it. Or, if you don't want to do that, you can call 412-268-4828. Okay. Back to the music.
Thought that I could fly. Built myself some wings. I wrapped them up with tape. Tied them on with strings. Climbed up to the roof. Try to get it right.
of a man, but the mind of a kid. It's like a heart you didn't mean to break, but you know you made a big mistake. Well, I don't know if I'm ready, but I'm trying to let you know. I think she's holding steady, but she
my land, this land was made. blackout, the storm's raging. Static noise transmission on the radio. There's an aching in my bones. I feel lost and far from home. Purpose and reason, that's what they say that you'll get when you have kids. And I did. I'm not sad, I'm devastated. Underneath all that pain, heartbeat of cold rain. I know a black woman who sits at a desk chair. Sometimes she cries in there because fear became her worst nightmare. She cries because her only son was killed by a shotgun. Another senseless tragedy triggered by police brutality. This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me. A poor choice of words by Woody Guthrie. This land was taken and built on slavery. One family had their land stolen. The other was stolen from their land. And here I stand.
Okay, let me tell you what you were listening to in the new music set. The last song was by Julian Taylor, Stolen Land from Beyond the Reservoir. And before that, we had some local artists, Scott Tuner doing I Don't Know How It Works off of It Was Cool. And before that, we had Bruce Hoffman doing Failed Again. That was from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2023 collection. And I think the only thing I owe you from the reading department is to tell you about a couple of other fine shows here on WRCT. First of all, let me tell you about Saturday Night Fever. Join the smooth operator for 2 hours of jazz funk, disco, smooth soul, and more. Dance the night away every Saturday from 10 to 12 a.m. Bring the soul back to Pittsburgh, only on WRCT 88.3 FM. And then we have Whiskey Before Breakfast. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle-tuned and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 o'clock a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic radio folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Okay, that brings us That brings us up to the Burt Bacharach set. We'll play a little. I don't know. We'll play maybe four songs. Can we do that? Sure, we can do that.
Tears me apart. Well, oh, oh, many, many nights roll by. I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? I can't help myself. When baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. What they say about you, cheat, cheat,
sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
Say that I won't be home anymore, 'cause something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only a day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa. Okay.
we were dancing closely. All of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa. I can never, never, never go home again.
Don't make me over. Don't and squeezing and loving, yeah, just do it. And after you do, you will be his. You gotta show him that you care just for him. Do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and playing, wishing.
We squeezed 5 songs into the Burt Bacharach set, and I hear there might be more to come. Anyhow, we started that set off with the Shirelles doing Baby It's You, off of the LP by the same name, Gene Pitney, 24 Hours from Tulsa, off of the LP by the same name, love the trumpet part on that song. Not to mention Dusty Springfield's song, but we're not going to talk too much about the trumpet part. Dionne Warwick after that doing Don't Make Me Over from the Definitive Collection. And then Dusty Springfield with the dropped G song, Wishing and Hoping. I think every line has a drop G in it. That was from a Greatest Hits compilation. And last but not least, Jackie DeShannon, another great horn part in that song. What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love off of the LP by the same name. That's going to do it for me here. I will be back, God willing, next Friday, 9 p.m. I don't have any idea what I'm doing. Do you know what I'm doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what you're doing.
Okay. Hopefully I'll figure it out before then, but who knows. So you've been listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Take it away, Zombo. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Old Ben Franklin set the tone for patriotic duty, for liberty and equality and the joys of chasing Juke. Thomas Jefferson had slave girls, he liked them young and slim. When the girls got pregnant, all the babies looked like him. Aaron Burr's diplomacy was always in a myth, and thus we see his progeny were illegitimate. But while these men were out there getting hot and bothered, the country was the only thing that Washington ever fathered. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Well, the father of our country was a mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. George, in fact, was strong for that. The domineer mama, you can handle any trauma. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Jefferson and Hamilton were at each other's throats. Well, other so-called patriots were rocking other boats. Their squabbling could have brought the revolution down. George was there to keep them straight and make them rally round. See why some men argue how the country should be run. George was busy getting out from under mama's thumb. And unlike men who always need to have their egos flattered, new independence was the only thing that mattered. The father of our country was a mama's boy. Well, the father of our country was a mama's boy. There ain't nothing wrong with that. George, in fact, grew strong from that. If you can learn to cope with a domineer mama, the father of our country was a mama's boy.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall. I will be your, what am I going to be? I'll be your DJ till 10 o'clock. We'll just leave it at that. And this week, I'm pretty sure Zombo's coming in, so I will turn over the mighty WRCT Air Studio to him around about 10 o'clock.